Local government elections are coming up across the province of New Brunswick in May. In St John, each of the four wards will be electing two members of the City Council, along with two more councillors at large, elected by all voters of the city, whose responsibilities encompass the city as a whole. Additionally, at the election, St John's will be voting for the position of mayor. There are three candidates for the position of mayor of St John, including incumbent mayor Donna Reardon. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Mayor Reardon about her reasons for reoffering for the position of mayor, her main priorities, and her experiences over the last 4 years of being Mayor of St John.
I've been on council since 12, and I've seen a real evolution of change over those years. Now we're sort of on a trajectory of some growth. We've got our finances organized. We've got 10 financial policies, which we didn't have before. We have a long-term financial plan, which we hadn't had before. We have about $75 million in reserves now. But we have a $500 million structural deficit because we're an old city. And so you need to have that money in reserve. I just feel like this next phase now is a real phase of growth and change. And I have enjoyed my time in the leadership chair, and I'd like to continue.
Could we start with your sort of day-to-day? What does it look like as mayor of St John?
I start my day probably about 5 or 5.30 with my emails, and I need to get a good solid like two and a half hours in on those in the morning. And then my day is filled with either meetings or preparing for meetings. You know, there's lots of reading in this job. Every second week we have a council kit. They aren't as laborsome as they used to be. They're manageable at 400 or 500 pages now. So I spend the weekend doing that, and then that Monday morning before council doing that again. And then it's the relationship building as well with the communities that are surrounding St. John, because a lot of people who live in those communities come into work in St. John. And then, of course, there's the provincial relationships that you need to build, those partnerships, because they subsidize, you know, quite a bit of work that St. John does. And then your partnerships with the federal government. I've been at the helm through the AIM fire, and then being the city most impacted by tariffs, I was invited by the Federation of Canadian Municipalities to join the Congress of U.S. Mayors in Florida to speak at that, to talk about those relationships and how tariffs impact us, but how tariffs also trickle down to impact everybody else.
What do you see as the main issues facing St. John at the moment, and related to that, what your kind of priorities would be in the next 4 years for the city?
I think the next real frontier for the city is service levels, because at the end of the day, we provide services for the city. And part of the issue with that is the supply chain and getting things. It isn't like it was before COVID. So we need to be proactive with what we're going to need to provide services. Growth was a priority of the last two councils. We're still advocating for growth. We're still hoping that the federal government will continue with immigration, because we know that 80% of our growth will come through immigration. We've seen our income from property taxes go up. We have dropped the tax rate, 25 cents. That's been big for us. I'm hearing more, or have heard since COVID, about the safety factor, police. And so that's another thing to be looking at. So we'll be looking at that. There'll be some big decisions that have to be made with the Canada Trade Corridor, with the port. And then there's some out in the ether sort of like opportunities that maybe you want to look at. We don't know what that future will bring, especially in this tumultuous time. So the other thing is, when we fixed the pension plan and went from defined benefits to shared risk, we had to contribute just over $10 million annually to that. That's finished in March of 2028. So we'll have another $10 million there to deal with. So it's just we're just coming into better times right now.
What would you like St. John's to know about what it means to be mayor, to be on the council, the work of council and the work of mayor?
A lot of times the decisions that you make are not popular, but you're trying to look at it from the perspective of what's best for the city of St. John. And so that's difficult. And the other thing is, how do you figure out where you want to take your money from? And you're the mayor 24/7. So, you know, you're always representing the people that have elected you. And so, you know, there's a certain decorum, I would say, that should go along with that.
Are there areas for improvement in terms of how you communicate decisions to the city?
I think there's always room for improvement in no matter what service you're providing. This year in 2026 budget, we're going to put another $100,000 into the rebuild and redesign of the website so that we have that communication tool. As far as decision making goes for us, you know, every 2 weeks we have a council kit. It comes with our information in it, and it has like the history. It has the recommendations in there. It has the work that's been done. It's evidence-based decision making. And I think that's the only way you should be making a decision. People always say it takes a long time for change in the city, but I think it's because you're spending someone else's money and you want to ensure that you're spending it wisely, and you want to ensure that you can defend your decision to spend that money, and you do that through that evidence that you collect and then make your decision. It may not always be the right decision, but at the end of the day, I can say I made the best decision I could with the information I had.
What does St. John mean to you?
I mean, it's the home. It's been my home for 40 years, and my husband and I moved here in 84, and he opened his practice as an obstetrician-gynecologist. And so we had ended up having four kids. I always say I was just really advertisement for the business. And while my kids were in school, that's when I got involved in big time. It's a volunteer role, but I've also been, I wanted to be active. I wanted to make a contribution to that. You know, down at our little church, St. John the Baptist, I volunteered down there. I was on the finance committee down there. You know, after a while, I got on the transit commission here, and then I got on the Heritage Development Board, and that was all good. And then, you know, I just thought, like, in 2012, like, is this something I want to do? Anyways, I threw my hat in the ring, and I got on to council. And I liked it. You know, it was rewarding. It was all of those things. So I said, well, I'll go for another term. I've seen that evolution of St. John. I know St. John can be more than it has been. I think the timing is right, and I think I have the experience. It's been an honor, really, and something that I've been proud of to be able to do and to contribute to the city's leadership, and it's been interesting times to be in leadership, and I feel this, you know, now that I'm here, I just feel like my work's not done yet.
Local 107.3 FM has also reached out to the other St. John mayoral candidates for interviews. Local government elections take place on Monday, May 11th, 2026, with advance polls opening on Saturday, May 2nd and Monday, May 4th. More information can be found at electionsnb.ca. If you have an idea, a tip or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.